Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are undertaking a truly unique mission. Instead of our usual deep dives into, say, market trends or historical documents, our source material is actually a short story. It's called The Icicle Slide Mountain Adventure.
Right.
Now, before you, you know, dismiss this as just fantasy, our goal here is to treat this narrative almost like a behavioral case study.
Exactly.
We're diving deep to quickly pull out the core lessons, specifically how the story defines and, well, shows true courage and kindness in action. It's like a blueprint, really efficient.
And what's fascinating about using material like this, I think, is it's narrative efficiency. You don't need jargon or complex theory.
Yeah.
The adventure itself is the lab, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It tests virtues. The author uses these classic adventure setups, this big mountain challenge, to look at things like teamwork, support.
Mm.
It gives us really clear, memorable examples of how collaboration works or doesn't.
Okay, let's unpack this then. First, we need to set the scene. But critically, focus on the rules of this place. It starts in Snowflake Valley, it's December, and this hill behind the school just transforms overnight into the Icicle Slide Mountain.
And the visuals, they're important. Icicles like diamonds, snow like sugar crystals.
Yeah.
It creates this atmosphere of, well, magic and opportunity.
Pixtine opportunity, yeah.
But that magic immediately has conditions attached. It's not just beautiful, it's a test arena right away.
And the test administrator, so to speak, is Frostina. A tiny snow sprite. The detail about her scarf, no bigger than a paperclip, that's interesting. It tells you authority here isn't about brute force, it's gentle.
Spot on. And this is where the whole premise really clicks into place. Frostina announces the rule straight off. Only the bravest, kindest adventurers may slide today.
Uh-huh.
It's not just keeping people out, it's an equation. Bravery, yes, but it must be linked with kindness.
So then we meet Maximia, and Max immediately says, you know, we're brave. He makes that verbal claim.
But Frostina kind of ignores that, doesn't she? The story focuses entirely on Mia's action.
It does. What Mia does is give Frostina a marshmallow, one she'd saved from lunch.
And that's critical. It's not just being nice. It's a small sacrifice. She gives up something she'd saved for herself, her own resource. That's the proof of character the story wants.
So Max's words about being brave, discounted. Mia's action, giving something up. That's the key.
Yeah.
What's the story signaling there about courage?
Well, it seems to be saying that courage alone isn't enough. Maybe it's even, you know, potentially selfish until it's activated by kindness, by an action that considers others.
Right. Talk is cheap.
Exactly. Kindness, shown through giving something up, sharing a resource. That's the entry ticket to this whole experience. Mia shows she's willing to contribute before the adventure even starts.
Okay, so that sets the stage. They pass the kindness test. Frostina opens the first slide. Gentle, swirly, like a warm-up lap.
Yeah, glittering like moonlight, kids on snowflake sleds, snowy sparks. It's pure fun. Exhilarating, sure, but it's designed to build confidence, not really test character yet.
An easy win.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the narrative structure moves quite deliberately from that simple fun to a real challenge.
Hmm.
The second obstacle, the frosty loop-de-loop.
Okay.
And this is where the story shifts gears, doesn't it? From just observing kindness to actually applying courage together.
And here's where it gets really interesting. They get to the top of this loop-de-loop. It looks much more daunting than the first slide.
Definitely.
And we meet Poppy, the bunny, who's clearly scared, trembling, squeaking, expressing real fear.
And this is such a key moment. Poppy's fear creates the opportunity to test that idea of courage again. You know, a traditional story might just say, Poppy, be brave, go alone.
Right, conquer your fear.
But Mia, who already showed her character with the marshmallow, she offers something different.
She doesn't dismiss Poppy's fear at all. She just says, let's go together, holds her paw. It turns that moment of, like, individual terror into shared support.
I think the insight there is pretty profound. You could apply it anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Teams, work projects. Bravery isn't about not being scared. It's acting even when you are. But maybe even more importantly, the kind of leadership courage Mia shows is about creating that safety for others so they can act. By holding her paw, she literally shares the burden, absorbs some of that fear.
And they go. They loop through the ice, giggling all the way down. It's a shared win over what was, for Poppy, a big personal challenge. The story's message seems crystal clear. The best way to show your courage is often by helping someone else find theirs.
That's the key takeaway from this part, I think. Shared courage boosts everyone. They giggled. That tells you the shared experience transformed something potentially terrifying into something joyful.
If Poppy had gone alone, even if she made it, it might have felt traumatic, not fun.
Exactly. Which brings them to the final test, the one that ties it all together, the Crystal Courage Slide. This thing towers above them, a frozen rainbow. Clearly, this is the peak challenge. It demands more.
A collective response, maybe?
Well, Frostina spells it out. She gives the final metric for success. And it's not what you'd expect. She says the goal isn't being the fastest.
Right. It's about helping each other shine. That completely reframes everything. The objective isn't competition or individual speed anymore. It's synergy. Collective success.
That's interesting, because in so many situations, you know, professional life, sports, we are often judged by being the fastest, the first. Why does the story specifically reject that for its highest achievement?
Well, I think the story is modeling a deeper kind of success. Being fastest is usually a solo thing, helping each other shine. That requires complex stuff, coordination, patience, empathy, all the things you need for a truly high-performing team.
So shining together means you've managed all the different strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly. It means the group's output is actually greater than just adding up what each person could do alone. That's real synergy.
And how do they achieve this shining? The kids and the animals, they literally link up hands, paws, wings. They connect physically.
Yes. They go down as one unit. A bit chaotic, joyful, but unified.
Causing snow sparkles everywhere. And that physical connection, that's the symbol. It's the outward sign of their commitment to succeeding together. They descend as one, prioritizing unity over individual speed. And that collective action is what triggers the real magic, the climax.
Right. At the bottom, this warm glow rises up from the snow, wraps them all like a blanket, it feels like. Like the reward for achieving that interdependence, it's tangible.
And Frostina gives the final verdict, the performance review, if you will.
Yeah.
She confirms they passed. Why? Because they helped, shared, and cheered each other on. And then she says it plainly, that's true winter bravery. So the story has defined it conclusively. Bravery isn't fighting a monster or scaling a height alone. It's successful, kind collaboration.
And they get that lovely little souvenir, the mini snow globes Frostina leaves behind, showing them all sliding together, frozen in sparkling magic forever. It's like physical proof of that shared moment.
Which brings us to that final, quite profound image, the icicle slide mountain. It fades. It just goes back to being a regular snowy hill. The temporary structure is gone.
But something changed. The kids know it's not just a hill anymore. They call it a memory mountain.
So what does all this mean? If we're analyzing this as a blueprint, it feels like there are three clear stages to this kind of success. First, there's kindness as the entry requirement, the marshmallow test, proving you're willing to share before you seek glory.
Okay.
Second, shared support as the way forward, the loop-de-loop with Poppy, proving you'll create safety for others to overcome their fear.
Makes sense. And the third?
Collective shining as the ultimate goal, the Crystal Courage Slide, proving that real achievement is measured by synergy. How well you help everyone succeed together, not just how fast you are individually.
So if you're, say, leading a project or starting something new, the story suggests your success isn't just about your own skill. It really hinges on how effectively you link hands, paws, whatever, with your team.
Absolutely. The lessons are internalized. The physical slide vanishes. The external thing is gone. But the memory of how they behave, the knowledge of how to act with shared courage, that remains.
So you walk away from this deep dive with a pretty clear takeaway. Bravery isn't a solo act. It's actually a collaborative resource. And supporting others seems to be the most reliable path to your own growth. And it's essential for any kind of shared lasting success.
Yeah. And that brings up a final, maybe provocative thought for you, the listener, to consider. It comes from that idea of the memory mountain. If the physical slide disappeared, but the kids carried forward the internal knowledge and that tangible snow globe reminder of their teamwork. What knowledge, what shared experience are you creating right now in your work, your life? What are you doing that could transform a temporary challenge into a permanent memory mountain for you and the people around you? Because this story suggests the real magic wasn't the slide itself. It was how the adventurers were transformed by working together.